You're listening to Capital Public Radio's Insight, and you're listening to This Is Our Fund Drive. And I'm Nick Meller. I'm Senior Editor of News and Features. I'm here with Morning Edition host Donna Appadoni, and I'm really excited for the next segment on
what
Insight,
is it?
Donna. It's a discussion of the Sacramento State Theater Department's production of In the Heights, and that's Lin-Manuel Miranda's his first Broadway plays. He did Hamilton, as many people
right.
know. And I actually saw this play on Sunday.
The production in SAC?
Correct, yeah.
All
just a few blocks away on campus here. And it really just like lifted my spirits, Donna. It put me in this mood for the rest of the day. I was inspired. I was actually kind of blown away. I didn't really know what to expect. And, full disclosure, one of our colleagues here, healthcare reporter Sammy Kaola, is actually in the production. She plays the love interest of the main character. And she's singing and dancing and just like really owning it. And wow, I can't urge people more to go see this production of In the Heights at Sac State. It really just, like I said, it put me in a great mood for the rest of the weekend. And I showed up at work just kind of whistling.
You did.
My
Monday
fingers.
Morning, you were still in that zone. Yeah.
So,
well, that's what we're going to talk about next on Insight. So what a great opportunity to hear a little bit more about that. The other reason that we're here today is not just to talk about In the Heights, but also to let you know that this is a fabulous opportunity to contribute to Cap Radio for Insight, Morning Edition, everything that you hear coming out of the content and news department. So much reporting all the time, making sure that you are informed. It doesn't happen without listener contributions. 1-800-800-5867 or capradio.org.
And you know, Donna, I'm always amazed by individuals who listen to the station from all over the region who are calling in right now or going online right now to contribute. And that's 1-800-800-5867, capradio.org. We're going to say that a lot this morning. But, you know, I really want to give some shout outs right here to Corey from South Lake Tahoe, who contributed, Mary from Pollock Pines, who contributed, David from Grass Valley, who contributed this morning, Steve from Elk Grove. Like I said, these are people from all over the region, Sacramento County, Placer County, up in the hills, in the mountains, next to Lake Tahoe, right here, just blocks away from the studio. The reach and the impact of this station and our outstanding journalism is made possible because of your contributions. And thank you so much. And if you haven't contributed yet, now is your time. 1-800-800-5867, capradio.org.
You notice we don't go door to door and knock on your door and say, you have to give right now. It is your choice. It's your privilege. It's your opportunity. We don't even tell you how much to contribute because that's entirely up to you and that's very personal. But we do ask you to contribute to help pay for journalism, to help pay for news coverage. And everything you hear on Cap Radio falls into that category. Here's your turn, your privilege, your opportunity, 1-800-800-5867. Or capradio.org. This is Insight on Capital Public Radio.
This is Insight Live on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. That dream of a new life, all those possibilities that we imagine when we're young, that's the spirit that is captured in an exciting musical called In the Heights that's on stage now through Sunday at Sacramento State. This show, you might know, was created, written, and conceived by Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of Hamilton. It is electric. There is a lot of Latin hip-hop style of music that's matched by some fabulous and demanding songs and choreography. And the show's director, Ed Brazo, is in the studio with me. Hi, Ed.
Hi.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Would you like to introduce your cast member and star that's with us?
Certainly. This is William Schmidt. He is playing one of the leading roles in the show, Mr. Piragua, we call him. And he has a great song which brings down the house every time he performs it.
William, glad to have you here, too.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, you might have to sing after that kind of introduction.
I know. with an introduction like that, I mean, it's hard not to.
Why is this an important show to do right now, Ed?
Well, there's several reasons why we chose to do it. We have a large Latin American population in Sacramento as well as at Sac State. And it was a contemporary show, and I wanted the students to also have that experience in their three or four years that they're with us. But it's also a very appropriate show for what the country's going through, and it stands its own. It's welcoming many, many different ethnicities into our country, and we're happy to call them Americans.
This is Lin-Manuel's pre-Hamilton show.
Yes.
He actually wrote it back in 2002. William, what do you draw from it? What connects for you personally?
Definitely pride to one's culture. Having a grandmother who lives in Puerto Rico and getting to play a Puerto Rican character on stage is one that someone just by looking at me wouldn't know that I have that cultural background, and getting to portray that and getting to portray the pride and the love of a community and the camaraderie that comes with the community that of Washington Heights just is, it's a dream, as well as it's been a great process of getting there with the cast and getting to build those relationships on and off stage of having that love between one another.
I want you to think about a line that you sing that has meaning to you, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to give you a cue, okay?
All right.
Ed, we have a coworker here who's in the cast. Sammy Kaola, our healthcare reporter, is part of your group. But this is a big, rich cast of not only talent, but a lot of life diversity.
Absolutely. We have seven other community members. Our auditions are open to students as well as community members. And they've bonded really well. The cast immediately knew they had to form a family, because that's what this neighborhood is all about, and loving each other and supporting each other. And that's been the reward for me as the director, to see them tear up at rehearsal when somebody's singing a song or playing a scene, thinking about their own family, like William.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I saw a few moments of video, William, where it just seems that the song bursts from you, and it made me wonder, is that part of the script, or was that just how you were moved to add your voice to some of the songs?
It's kind of both. It's really the, you know, Lin-Manuel Miranda has such a way of writing music and such a way of writing lyrics that they really do pop off the page, and each word is there for a reason, and it foreshadows or it brings some type of deeper meaning to each song. And for myself, it's, you can't help but belt some of these songs. I mean, they're like I said before, just that the pride that comes, the cultural pride that comes with this music and comes with these lyrics is of comical proportions. Like it's amazing.
And William really does love to sing.
I do.
That makes it even more exciting.
Well, I was going to go to the In the Heights title track, but I think you just cued yourself very nicely for sharing with us a bit of unplanned a cappella music from In the Heights. So what is the line that means a lot to you?
Well, it's during my song. It's during the Piragua song. And there's a moment when I'm talking about, you know, that there's this ice cream man who's trying to put me out of business and Mr. Softy's trying to shut me down. And but this pride of, you know, but I keep scraping by. That's that line right there. It almost moves me to tears when I'm singing it, because that's really something that I live by, that I just keep scraping by. No matter what's getting thrown at me, keep scraping by. And
your director and I would both like you to sing it
now. Oh, right. Well, yeah. I'll sit back a little bit. It's hotter than the islands are tonight, and Mr. Softy's truck has broken down, and I keep scraping by the fading light. Hey, pana, this is my town, Piragua, Piragua. Keep scraping by, Piragua, Piragua, Piragua. Keep scraping by, Piragua. Keep scraping by, keep scraping by. Lie, la, 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 lie, lie, la, 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 lie. Keep scraping by, keep scraping by. La, 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 lie. Keep scraping by. Oh, que calor, que calor, que calor, que calor. Oh.
And you can hear that live tonight through Sunday.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much. It's funny how a song sung from the heart and beautifully can just twist you in a moment. That's William Schmidt, and he is in the cast of In the Heights, directed by Ed Brazo. And the shows are now through Sunday at Sacramento State.
Yes, tonight and tomorrow night at 6:30, Friday and Saturday at 8, and Sunday at 2.
just a quick synopsis of the storyline, because I feel that we're talking around what the show is all about. So,
well, as Washington Heights and many other boroughs in New York, there's a lot of middle class to lower class people that can't afford to send their children to the best of schools, let alone to any school. So the story is this: the daughter of the Rosario family is Nina. She's accepted at Stanford, a freshman, and she goes to Stanford and finds that she has to work two jobs to pay for books, which cuts back on her time to read and study. She's on scholarship, and she ends up being told by the dean that they have to pull her scholarship because her grades have fallen below the line. So she flies back to New York and has to tell her parents first. And when she gets home, she's kind of looking out her bedroom window, realizing this is my street. This is where I live. This is where I learned to breathe. So the community all finds out that she is back home. They don't know if it's for good. I won't give too much of the story away, but we don't know if she's going to go back. But the family does end up, for her, selling the family business to have the money to pay for school.
In the Heights was quite an award winner on Broadway, and that started in 2008. Hamilton then came in 2015. Sammy Kaola's character is Vanessa. Real life, William Schmidt, what is your dream? What are you looking ahead in your life to do?
Well, I would like to, you know, going to acting professionally. Mm-hmm. I've had the amazing opportunity of going to the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival this past February. And during that, I interviewed as well as auditioned for many grad school programs as well as some conservatory acting programs. And I'm waiting to hear back from a few of those. So hopefully I'll be doing that in the fall and going into acting professionally. And long term, I would very much so like to bring theater programs back to low-income communities. I didn't have the opportunity to experience theater or get involved in theater until I got to college. So I would really like to go back to where I went to high school in South Sacramento and bring a theater program back in some proportion, because I know that if I would have been exposed to it earlier, the possibilities still would have been endless. And I think, you know, I think Ed and I think the faculty at in the Department of Theater and Dance at Sacramento State for, you know, helping me realize my dream.
That's William Schmidt with Ed Brazo. In the Heights is in its final weekend on stage at Sacramento State. We'll post a link to ticket information. Really wonderful to meet you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Glad to have you here as well. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us.
From Sacramento State, this is Capital Public Radio, 90.9 KXJZ FM and HD Sacramento, 91.3 KUOP FM and HD Stockton Modesto, 90.5 KKTO Tahoe City Reno, and 88.1 KQNC Quincy, streaming at capradio.org. We get support from Fairy Tale Town, celebrating 60 years and counting as a place for children to imagine, play, and learn with nursery rhyme and fairy tale play sets, farm animals, gardens, and more. Never grow up, fairytaletown.org. And from Sactown Magazine, whose design issue is devoted to placemaking, architecture, home design, and more, Sactown Magazine on newsstands now at Cordy Brothers and All Raley's and Nugget Markets.
You're listening to Cap Radio. Insight is always a delight to hear, whether it's a serious topic or something fun, something in the arts like we heard today, but it's arts with a serious topic. No matter what it is, Insight is here for you. We ask you to make your contribution to Cap Radio at 1-800-800-5867 or capradio.org. Insight on Cap Radio, and next we have Here and Now. You're listening to Capital Public Radio. Your contribution makes it all run, makes it all possible. 1-800-800-5867.